Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, I've been preaching to you the last several days on revival, what God is doing in this earth right now, that He's going to have a people who would look like, think like, live like, and act like the sons and daughters of God, not servants, not bondmen, but free men who walk in the liberty of the sonship of God. And I'd like to read just a few verses from Revelation 10, verses 1 through 11, and I guess I could entitle this message, The Mighty Angel and the Little Book. And in chapter 10, verse 1, John saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And then when those thunder, I'm not quoting now, I'm just scanning quickly. The voice said, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. And then the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, the time should be no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And of course he did that, and that's exactly what happened. John saw the mighty angel of God and which came down from heaven. He saw this angel clothed with a cloud. A rainbow was upon his head. His face was as the sun, his feet as pillars of fire. And as I was just contemplating on these passages of scripture, I felt God's anointing, and it was like the voice was of the Lord was speaking to me to say that this message of truth and glory, that this revival, this wave of God's presence and manifested experience in the lives of men and women, it is the way and means by whereby an individual can truly become born again, and it has to come in the power of the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord, John saw, came and stood clothed with a cloud. He had a rainbow upon his head. His face was, as it were, the sun, his feet as pillars of fire. And you'll notice that when he appeared, he had in his hand a little book. It was open. It wasn't closed, as it was in the fifth chapter of Revelation. It had been open. And the angel didn't go and appear to other angels, but he came into a man. And he brought the little book unto a man, and he had glory and power and anointing. And Shekinah glory, the cloud with which he is clothed, is the Shekinah glory. And I suggest to you that that represents the person of Jesus Christ and his appearing unto his fellow brothers, if you will, in the household of faith, that he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Amen. And it's the same cloud of glory which Isaiah saw. Remember, I shared that a few days ago in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 8. It's the same magnificent glory which Peter, James, and John saw when the Lord Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. The purpose, beloved, the command of God, the great commission, is to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the uttermost parts of the earth, and to cause the body of Christ in this earth through the ways, the process he has specifically set out in his word, not something foolish, not something man-made, but the actual birth, the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the living God. And when these sons and daughters, the true and legitimate sons of daughters, begin to come on the scene and they begin to preach, just the ordinary person, that's what God is doing. It's been reaffirmed by those who've had visitations that God is using ordinary people. The big names are disappearing, and it's the individual members of the body of Christ that are ministering in the power of His anointing and in the words of life. We're going to do miracles. We're going to see wonders in His name. And I believe the greatest earth-shaking event and revival before the very close of time. God's saving the best to last. When He raises up His people, and He's doing it right now, this mighty army in the earth, He's exercising His authority, and He's cleansing the people with the preaching and the washing of the word, and causing new children, new sons and daughters to be birthed every day. And we're going to see this old earth shaken by the power of God. The angel of the Lord, well, He didn't come in drab, rather impotent statements, but He came in power, in glory. He had something to give to the man of God. He had a book in His hand. And today, that book is going to be opened, and it's the book of life. And the message of the age is going to cleanse the sin-cursed men of this earth, everyone who will accept Jesus as both Lord and Christ. And it will bring a revival so great and so powerful that multitudes are going to be swept into the kingdom, brought into the fold through Jesus Christ. There is salvation in no other name. And it's going to change the nature of that old regenerate man, that carnal nature, translate him out of the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of darkness, into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of light. This church, beloved, the mighty body of Christ in the earth, we're the ones who are going to hear the teachings and the thunderings of this mighty seventh angel and the beginning of this dispensation of the fullness of times. Listen to what the book says, not to what I say, but hear the words of the book. Verse 5, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hands to heaven." And then in verse 8, "He swear by Him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." Hallelujah. We are coming to the fulfillment of the very this dispensation that we've been living in, this dispensation of grace. We've been living in it, but there's much we don't understand. There is a mystery, and it's foolishness to the unsaved, and a mystery maybe still to many in the church world. They say we have it, that we have pioneered religion, we know that this can't happen, but listen, only those who hear the voice of the seventh angel and hear the mighty truths of God that are so astounding and so awesome, that the voice of the Lord and His message is like thunderings. Hallelujah. Paul said in Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 8 and 10, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 9 says, "having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself," verse 10, "that in the dispensation of the fullness of times," hallelujah, praise God, "He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both are which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him." Now, let me read verse 7. "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets." That's Revelation 10:7. Note that this book, which the mighty angel has in his hand, is open. And what does that little book signify? Well, it's the seven sealed book opened and being revealed by the seven spirits of God, by the very seventh angel, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Remember that those powerful, beautiful opening chapters in the book of Revelation, John turned and saw the voice of him that spake with him, and the Lord said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He told him the things that he was going to show John to write them in a book. And he said, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Praise God. John looked and he saw seven candlesticks and one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about his paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And it said he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And he was in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, and those seven lamps that burn before the throne of God, they were the very spirits, the seven spirits of God. Praise God. When a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. Praise God. And there were 24 elders round about the throne. Oh, beloved, the majesty, the glory of our God. This same Christ is speaking to us today. He's calling to those to whomsoever will. He's anointing you, brother and sister, to go forth with the words of life that you can preach. This very same Jesus who died for us, but didn't stay in the grave, but rose again and proclaims the words of life. Hallelujah. Well, I feel his precious presence. Beloved, God is anointing you. He's let you be alive in the days and in the hour in which we are now living. So he is equipping you. He's called you. He's giving you everything that you need to fulfill his will. Well, with the Lord's help, I will conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast, but I invite you to write if you have prayer needs. Know that I will personally pray for you and send back whatever word of encouragement, prophetic word, whatever God gives me to bless your heart. Thank you so much for your prayers, your prayerful support, your gifts to keep us on this station. I love you. I pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.